Earlier this week, a black man was found dead inside the home of Democratic activist and donor Ed Buck. The man has not yet been publicly identified. But it's not the first death in Buck's Los Angeles home. Back in July 2017, 26-year-old Jamel Moore was found dead there of an apparent methamphetamine overdose.
It is suspicious that this has happened twice now. So we're going to conduct a thorough investigation to determine if it is criminal in nature.
That's L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant Derek Alfred talking to a local television station outside of Buck's residence. No charges have been filed yet, but calls for Buck's arrest are growing louder. Neil Broverman is the digital editorial director of The Advocate, and he's been following this story. Neil, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the specifics of the victims here, can you tell us and give us a snapshot of who Ed Buck is and what role he plays in his political in the political sphere?
He's a Democratic activist. He's a donor. He's given to people like new Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Hillary Clinton. He ran for West Hollywood City Council, which West Hollywood is a satellite city. It has its own government. And he unsuccessfully ran for City Council about 11 years ago. He has pushed bans on fur sales in West Hollywood. He's, you know, been sort of a person on the periphery of the political scene in Los Angeles and wasn't super well known outside of West Hollywood circles before this young man's death in 2017. But people knew him. People in West Hollywood knew who he was and definitely became infamous after Jamel Moore's death.
Now, of course, he's also donated a significant amount to different Democratic efforts and has also been somewhat of a champion for LGBTQ policies, no?
Certainly. I mean, he's given, I think it was about $116,000 to Democratic candidates. You know, he's been an activist for LGBT rights, even, you know, going back to when he lived in Arizona. There wasn't anything really suspicious about him necessarily until the summer of 2017, but lots of questions raised after Jamel Moore's death. And it was really shocking to people that he never was prosecuted. Not only was Jamel Moore flown in from Texas and, you know, found naked and dead in his home, but many men came forward after and said that Ed Buck had this fetish for injecting them with drugs. And Jamel Moore's diary was found later, and a horrifying series of descriptions were included as far as Ed Buck injected me with drugs. He likes to watch me get high and got me hooked on meth. And so it was shocking when nothing really came of that.
Well, let's talk about what we know about this latest death. What can you tell us about this so far?
They haven't released the age of the man. We know he's African-American. Ed Buck's attorney said that he's a longtime friend of his. The attorney has said Ed Buck is not responsible for his death. He came to his apartment in West Hollywood intoxicated under the influence of something, and Buck just didn't turn him away. And Ed Buck's attorney has gone so far as to say, you know, Ed Buck had nothing to do with the death of this man, and actually kind of castigated the man and said, you know, he's not responsible for the bad choices that this man made and Jamel Moore made. So they're not only defending, the lawyers not only defending Ed Buck, they're really kind of slandering these men who have died.
And I'm wondering if you can tell us, you've been covering this story since the 2017. I'm wondering if you can tell us, Neil, are there any connections between the two cases that you've seen so far?
Well, they're both black men. You know, they both died ostensibly of drug overdoses. You know, from what we've heard, it's hard to confirm it, but Ed Buck has this fetish. We don't know. Again, it hasn't been proven, but a lot of people have come forward and said he has this fetish for watching men get high in front of him. And, you know, when Jamel Moore was found, there was all kinds of drug paraphernalia around him. We don't know what the scene was with this new man who died, but I'm sure that will come out. It's very disturbing, and it's very sad that this has happened. And that, where is Ed Buck now? Is he still, he's not in jail, he hasn't been arrested. And apparently, according to activists, he was flying men to his home and doing God knows what after Jamel Moore's death. Local activists have said that they have evidence that this has continued.
So then, Neil, what is the bar for proving that Buck is responsible for either of these deaths? I'm thinking, you know, are there laws that state that Buck would be responsible for this if the deaths happened in his home, if he provided the drugs? Like, what do we know about what we need to prove here?
Well, you know, to the credit of the DA, it is hard to prove that he was responsible. But as I said before, there were drugs, paraphernalia, powders, pipes, bags found in his home. I find it very hard to believe that Jamel Moore was doing drugs in his home and Ed Buck had no idea. Jamel Moore flew to Los Angeles the day of his death. He didn't have a lot of money, so we're supposed to believe that he either flew with drugs on a plane or came to Los Angeles, found a drug dealer, bought drugs, and did them all in one day and then died. Just common sense would seem to suggest that Ed Buck had some sort of role in getting the drugs. I don't know. Obviously, it hasn't been proven. But, you know, these are questions that I imagine the DA has to ask herself. But yes, it's hard to prove.
Is the LGBT community responding to this death? I mean, are they feeling like law enforcement is doing enough of a job right now?
I worry about the people who have come forward that they were sex workers. Are they not believed as easily as people like Ed Buck, who have money and influence and friends? I think that's the concern, is that why weren't these people taken seriously? We were sounding the alarm and nothing came of it. And here we are.
Neil Broverman is the digital editorial director of The Advocate. Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.